السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. By the grace of Allah, this is the first introductory lecture for a second series related to matters, faith matters that are points of dispute between Christians and Muslims. The first lecture series that I did was on Tawheed and Trinity. And this lecture series is going to be about the divinity of Jesus Christ. Naturally, this is going to be a very long or comparatively longer series as compared to the series done earlier. This series will look into the arguments that Christians give for the divinity of Jesus Christ and what is the Muslim response to that, or what is the Muslim perspective on those issues, and why those arguments that are presented for the divinity of Jesus Christ are not acceptable to Muslims, or not convincing for Muslims, and why Muslims instead say that Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, was just a prophet of God and nothing more than that. As I explained in my previous lecture series, and you can go back to that if you want to understand the background, when it comes to Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, he is seen as a member of the Trinity. He is seen as God, as the literal Son of God. So there is God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ is God the Son in the sense that he is part of the Godhead. And I went into a lot of details when it came to this, when I delivered the lectures on the Trinity, and how Muslims can refute the concept of the Trinity based on evidence in the Bible, in the Quran, in the natural world, and so on and so forth. This lecture series, on the other hand, is going to focus in or zero in on the concept of the divinity of Jesus Christ. So when it comes to Christianity, if we understand it correctly, there are two basic principles in Christianity. One is the Trinity, and the other is the atonement of sins. These are the two fundamental beliefs, we can call them, that are part of the Christian faith. And they rest on this other fundamental belief, which is the divinity of Jesus Christ. So it is as if the Trinity and the atonement of sins are branches of the stem, which is the divinity of Jesus Christ. If the belief in the divinity of Jesus Christ is altered in any way, the concept of the Trinity would just fall apart, and the idea about atonement of sins would also fall apart. Atonement is something I would like to leave off for the future, maybe in a future lecture series. But for now, I want to explore, for this lecture series, only the concept of the divinity of Jesus Christ. So this lecture series is not about the Trinity. It's not about atonement. Trinity, I've already talked about in a lecture series, and you can go back to that if you like. But when it comes to the divinity of Jesus Christ, that is what is going to be the focus of this lecture series. The Promised Messiah, Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, peace be upon him, founder of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, has also talked about the importance of this subject. For instance, in one place, he says that this is not an ordinary claim. The claim about the divinity of Jesus Christ is not an ordinary claim. It is a grand claim. It is a very big claim. It's a very big thing. The Christians believe that whoever denies the divinity of Jesus Christ will be thrown into hell for all eternity. And Muslims believe, according to the Holy Quran, that whoever associates partners with God or says that he himself is God, that person will be thrown into hell. So this is a pretty big thing when it comes to salvation, when it comes to our afterlife. This is a very important subject matter, and that's why this lecture series is important, especially for Muslims who are trying to understand the concept of the divinity and why Muslim teachings are opposed to that, and what are the reasons behind that, and what are the arguments that are presented by Christians, and how Muslims can refute that. So this is an educational series to understand for Muslims how to refute the concept of the divinity of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. So this is an important subject, like I said, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. One of the purposes of his coming was to break the cross, as the hadith says, yaksiru salib. One of his purposes for coming was to break the cross, and this is a metaphorical statement of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the latter days, which means that he would come to refute, not to fight, but to refute the beliefs of the Christians. Or those Christians who believe in the Trinity or who believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ, because not all of them do, and to refute those concepts and to call them towards Islam. There are many, many, many writings of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, that talk about this subject, the importance of this subject matter, why the study of the divinity of Jesus Christ and the refutation of the arguments for the divinity of Jesus Christ, why is this important? The promised Messiah, alayhi salam, has written extensively on this issue. And I will just, for the sake of brevity, I will just take one quotation in Urdu first. The promised Messiah, alayhi salam, says, حضرت مسیح موعود علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام فرماتے ہیں, اے عیسائیو, یاد رکھو کہ مسیح ابن مریم ہرگز ہرگز خدا نہیں ہے. تم اپنے نفسوں پر ظلم مت کرو, خدا کی عظمت مخلوق کو مت دو. ان باتوں کے سننے سے ہمارا دل کانپتا ہے کہ تم ایک مخلوق ضعیف درماندہ کو خدا کر کے پکارتے ہو. سچے خدا کی طرف آ جاؤ تا تمہارا بھلا ہو اور تمہاری عاقبت بخیر ہو. The promised Messiah says, O Christians, remember that the Messiah, son of Mary, is not, absolutely not, God. You are being unjust or cruel to your own selves by holding on to this belief. Do not give the greatness of God over to a human being, over to a creation of God. He says, our heart, he says, my heart, it shakes and it is terrified when it hears that you have made a human being, a creation of God, a divine, that you have made a human divine. This is something that causes us to be terrified, our hearts to be terrified. You should come to the true God. It will be better for you and for your own good and better for your afterlife as well. So he's calling them. The promised Messiah, alayhi salam, is being very clear that this is a very important subject, and it should be studied, and this is something that the Christians should give up on. This is a belief that they should stop believing in, basically. And like my previous lecture series, in this lecture series I'm going to do the same. In every lecture I'm going to talk about one argument that has been given in the writings of the promised Messiah, Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad alayhi salatu wasalam. These arguments have been compiled by a great scholar in our Jamaat, Ataul Mujib Rashid Sahib. He has written a thesis. It's entitled Kasre Salib. It's in Urdu. So this lecture series is going to especially help those who cannot read Urdu. They can listen to this lecture series, which is basically a summary of this thesis, which is many, many pages, actually. The thesis is a really thick book. It's not published properly. It's available online on alislam.org. But I'm going to be using his book, basically. And so those of you who can read Urdu can consult this book, the Urdu book. Right now, I'm on pages 166, 67, 68 is the page that I'm on. So in future lectures, what I'm going to do is talk about one argument in relation to the refutation of the divinity of Jesus Christ. One argument that refutes the divinity of Jesus Christ in every lecture. And this is how it's going to go on. There are probably more than 20 such arguments. We will see if I need to go into all of them or maybe a select few. Just to wrap up this introductory lecture, what the Promised Messiah alayhi salam has done is that in one place he has stated that there are four witnesses that disprove or refute the divinity of Jesus Christ. There are four witnesses which state clearly that Jesus is not literally God or the Son of God. And those are as follows. Number one are the Jews. The Jews believe in the Tawheed, in the oneness of God. We talked about this in my previous lecture series on Tawheed. The Jews believed in Tawheed, believed in the oneness of God for centuries, many, many centuries. And they still believe in the oneness of God, in the Tawheed, in the oneness of God today. And so their existence proves that Jesus could not have been literally God, because he was a Jew and he came for the Jews and he followed the Jewish law. The Jewish law is very clear on that. This has already been discussed in my previous lecture series, as I said. The second witness is the community that believes in John the Baptist. There is a community of believers who believe or who follow in John the Baptist, and some of them still exist in the Middle East, and they have always believed Jesus is just a human being. So that this is the second witness that is being provided by another community, which is a community of followers of John the Baptist. The third witness is provided by a group within Christians who are, nowadays we call them Unitarians, who believe in the oneness of God, and they believe that Jesus Christ was only a human being and only a prophet of God. These are Unitarian Christians. But throughout the history of Christians, there have been people who have always believed in the oneness of God and in the fact that Jesus Christ was just a human being, whether it's the Ebionites from the second century or the other groups that have always been there, or individual Christians. Even today, some Christians, whether or not they're Unitarian is another matter, but even some Christians who are not Unitarians, that they when they convert to Islam, they come to us and they say that we always believed Jesus to be a prophet of God. We never believed him to be God, literally. We never took the official church position on the divinity of Jesus Christ. So there is a group of Christians, a strong group within Christianity, which believes in the oneness of God and in the fact that Jesus Christ is only a human being. And so this is the third witness that is provided and that refutes the concept of the divinity of Jesus Christ. And the fourth witness is the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, and the Holy Quran. Both of them, they give this testimony that Jesus Christ was only a human being. This is coming to us from Islam, from the Holy Quran, which is the word of God according to Muslims, and from the sayings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Very clearly, that Jesus Christ is only a human being. And so this is another witness. It may not be a witness that all Christians will immediately accept, but it's an addition. If there are so many other witnesses, and then there is this witness as well, then it's easy to understand that this is a false belief. And again, I just want to end with this note that this lecture series or any of my lecture series are not in any way meant to cause offense to any Christians. What I'm trying to do is just to create, to have dialogue and clear dialogue, not artificial or hypocritical dialogue, but very clear dialogue that we as Muslims, as Ahmadi Muslims, do not believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ, and we have reasons and we have evidence for that. And we invite Christians to study this evidence and to see if it convinces them or not. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.